And he's begging his son Timothy, keep that good thing. And keep it by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This you know, Timothy, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. This is Asia, the Roman province of Asia, now called Asia Minor. All of them. Paul the aged, Paul the old man. All of them, Timothy. All of them. And you know it, Timothy. You're there. You see it. They've all been persuaded to add their ceremonies, and they're all going to die. Among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. But the Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. He often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. I want to meet this guy, Onesiphorus. When he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me to help Paul. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, you know very well. Therefore, thou, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, the same you turn over, you commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. Pass this on. Let it live, Timothy. Pass it on. You, therefore, endure hardness. I know it's tough there, but endure it as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. My, what love. And the last chapter, in verse 6, Paul says, I'm now ready to be offered up. I'm going to die soon, my son. You can come now and bring the parchments. The time of my departure is at hand. Everybody's forsaken me in that part of the world where you are. You come to me. Bring me the scriptures. Bring me the scrolls. I'm ready to be offered up now. Paul died having won the war and lost the battle. They all had forsaken him. Now, what's interesting about these apostate fathers, at least three of them, they came about at some point soon after the apostles died out. And they came from that area. Let's take a peek in here at some of them. Now, when we begin this apostate fathers, let's start with the introduction here a little bit. On page, Roman numeral 2 of the introduction. Go ahead and turn the page. This is what I decided to do as I began to read these men's works. I decided to compare what they said about these topics. And the first word is kind of, you may not be familiar with, is anti-Semitism. It's on page, Roman numeral 2 of the introduction. It means anti-Jew. Their attitude toward the Old Testament people of God. There's a lot of anti-Semitism all across Europe now. That's why they don't condemn the people who hate Israel and the Islamic faith as they might have. And there's still a lot of it, especially in certain parts of Europe. But Europe in general is anti-Israel. We want to see, Jesus never was anti-Israel. Paul, James, John. So we want to see what their attitude, what these men felt toward the Jews. We want to see what they said about ceremony as compared to Jesus and the apostles, politics, etc., etc. And we'll go through each one of those topics with each one of these men.